This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of coronavirus-related deaths worldwide approaches 154,000, while there are 2.2 million confirmed infections. In the United States, there are approximately 37,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with less than a third of the worldwide infections. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence defended the Trump administration's current coronavirus testing plan, saying the United States has the capacity to do a sufficient amount of testing for states to move into phase one of the administration's plan to reopen the economy. On Thursday, President Trump outlined a three-step set of guidelines for easing restrictions over a span of several weeks in places that have robust testing and are seeing a decrease in COVID-19 cases, assuring the nation's governors that you're going to call your own shots. The governors of both parties suggested Friday that they should be cautious in returning to normal, with some warning that they can't do it without help from Washington to expand testing. In Friday's daily briefing at the White House, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a key member of the president's coronavirus task force, admitted there have been problems with testing in the past, but the future looks brighter. This week's governor, physician groups and laboratory directors called on the president and the administration to address shortages of swabs, protective gear, and highly specialized laboratory chemicals needed to analyze the virus's genetic material. President Trump is bringing faith leaders into the discussion about the phased-in return to broader in-person worship after weeks of religious services largely shifting online in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Trump held a call with faith leaders a day after his White House included houses of worship among large venues that could be open or able to reopen while observing strict physical distancing protocols. This is VOA News. The central Chinese city of Wuhan has raised its number of COVID-19 fatalities by 1,290, with state media saying the undercount was caused by medical facilities crises at the peak of the outbreak. At least 50% more people died in China's virus epicenter of Wuhan than previously counted in the past. This is with officials saying the intent or initial undercount reflects how overwhelmed the health service was coping with thousands of sick patients. The thousands plus extra victims raised Wuhan's death toll to 3,869, the most in China, and may confirm suspicions that far more people died in the city where it all started. Hospitals in Japan are increasingly turning away sick people in ambulances as the country braces for a surge in coronavirus infections. The Japanese Association for Acute Medicine and the Japanese Society for Emergency Medicine say that emergency medicine has already collapsed, with many hospitals refusing to treat people, including those suffering strokes, heart attacks, and external injuries. Japan initially seemed to have successfully controlled the outbreak by going after clusters of infections in specific places, usually in closed spaces such as clubs, gyms, and meeting venues. But the spread of the infections outpaced this approach, and most new cases were untraceable. Many Democratic lawmakers want police departments to be vigilant about any racially biased policing during the coronavirus pandemic, as people in communities of color express fears of being profiled while wearing masks or other face coverings in public. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of California and other Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee sent a letter Friday to Attorney General William Barr and FBI Director Christopher Wray. In it, they urged federal law enforcement agencies to provide anti-bias training and guidance to police officers. They said if people of color, especially African-Americans, feel at risk of selective enforcement, they may not adopt the precautionary measures to avoid spreading the virus. Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic Convention, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise lose after dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, U.S. Senator Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won so far, as state parties select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. Those rules say the delegates should be Biden supporters, as he is the only candidate actively seeking the party's nomination. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.